Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 21. Coming up, Sport Minister expresses grief at death of St. George's College footballer, Tourism Minister to attend World Roots Conference in China, and 5 Jamaican films to premiere at Trinidad Festival. The details after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, September 24, between 10 and 4 p.m. at the Black River High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, September 24, 10 to 4 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Now the news. Sport Minister Olivia Grange has expressed profound grief at the death of young footballer Dominic James. The St. George's College student collapsed shortly after the start of his school's Manning Cup game with Excelsior High at Stadium East on September 20.
Like the rest of the country, I'm really shocked at the passing of young Dominic James. A young man, a young student, what a bright future. I personally mourn with this school, I mourn with his family. In fact, all Jamaica will mourn, and I ask that we all keep them in our prayers at this time and in our hearts. It's really sad.
The 18-year-old was pronounced dead at the University Hospital of the West Indies. He was captain of the St. George's College Manning Cup football team. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has expressed condolences to the family of Dominic James following news of the student's passing. Minister Reid, who was principal of Jamaica College during the young footballer's time at the school, described him as a respectful and disciplined young man.
I know Dominic very well, a quiet young man, very, very bright youngster, very disciplined and respectful. And I certainly mourn his loss, his untimely passing. Condolences to his mom, the rest of his family, friends, the St. George's family. Jamaica is indeed at a loss for his untimely passing.
The education minister is expected to visit St. George's College today to show support for the grieving students and staff members. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is to travel to China later this week to attend the World Roots Conference in Chengdu. World Roots is the central meeting place for airline industry power brokers to discuss and implement air service. Focus is also placed on evaluating existing air services and exploring the potential for new ones. The purpose of the visit, the minister says, is to broker arrangements that will see more airlines taking passengers to Jamaica, especially from new and emerging markets.
When we get back, all being well, we will have a presentation to make on some new route arrangements that will be here hopefully for the winter season and beyond.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The conference is scheduled to run from September 25 to 27 and should attract more than 3,500 delegates from 350 airlines, 1,000 airports, and 300 tourism authorities from some 125 countries. And 5 Jamaican films will premiere at the Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival, slated for September 20 to 27 in Port of Spain, as part of efforts to propel the local film industry into the global landscape. Film Commissioner at JAMPRO, Renee Robinson, says the 5 new Jamaican short films were selected through a blind process and produced over the summer period with financial support from the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund.
So we didn't know who we were going to be selecting. It was based on the merit of the project. And once we did that, we had a series of interviews to ensure that the finalists were actually of the production stage where they could deliver the project. And that's how we came up with this top 5 projects.
Ms. Robinson says the opportunity came under the Propeller Initiative, thrust by Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and the Jamaica Film and Television Association to support the talent of Jamaican filmmakers and garner international exposure for the culture through film. The filmmakers participated in boot camps on script writing, directing, pitching, festival strategy, and deal making. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.